第三部第一节，新生的自我介绍，给新同学留个好印象。我们还是请 Jim 老师给我们录。
Hello, everybody. My name is Stone. I come from Guangdong Province in China. I am very happy to come here to study with you. When I arrived at this school 3 days ago, I fell in love with it. It is so beautiful and exciting here, and everyone is kind to me.Especially Kim. This class feels just like one big family to me. I'm interested in sports, music, and mountain climbing. I also enjoy playing soccer. I would love to play with you sometime. I hope I can become your friend soon. Thank you very much.
下面我们请 Jim 老师以最快的速度读一遍 as quickly as possible.
Hello, everybody. My name is Stone. I come from Guangdong Province in China. I'm very happy to come here to study with you. When I arrived at the school 3 days ago, I fell in love with it. It is so beautiful and exciting here, and everyone is kind to me, especially Kim. This class feels just like one big family to me. I'm interested in sports, music, and mountain climbing. I also enjoy playing soccer. I would love to play with you sometime. I hope I can become your friend soon. Thank you very much.
Great. 第三部第二节，魅力来自于幽默。
A clever dog.A dog owner claimed that his pet, when given money, would go to the news stall to buy a paper. His friend insisted on a demonstration and handed the dog some money. The dog trotted off, but an hour later, he had still not returned with a paper. How much did you give him? Asked the owner. $5. Well, that explains it. When you give him $5, he goes to a movie.
Oh, that's a silly joke.
Oh. The clever dog.
Yeah.第三部第三节，神奇的中文成语，让外国人崇拜你的最佳资本。第一个，藏龙卧虎。
This idiom was also a title of an Oscar-winning movie. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was an international hit. This exciting movie not only won several awards, it also inspired the United States to learn more about Chinese culture.The stars from this movie are now worldwide celebrities.
藏龙卧虎。
藏龙卧虎。
Very good.
Thank you.
Where dragons hide and tigers crouch.
疯狂实战。I hear that many Hong Kong companies recently held a job fair in Guangdong.
You know, there are a lot of talented people in Guangzhou and Shenzhen. It's really where dragons hide and tigers crouch. The companies in Hong Kong know this secret now.
我特别喜欢藏龙卧虎这个成语，因为现在因为藏龙卧虎的电影在全世界发行，所以很多人已经对卧虎藏龙非常熟悉。我尤其喜欢它的英文叫 Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Number two.九死一生，
九死一生，
疯狂实战。I can't believe that your car was hit by a bus and it don't have any injuries.
I really am lucky. Not many people survive such a narrow escape from death.
Number three, 落井下石，
落井下石。
To hit a person when he is down.
To hit a person when he's down. 疯狂实战。You know, I just lost my job yesterday. My girlfriend is breaking up with me, and I have to find a new place to live. I'm having the worst week of my life.
I know, and I kind of hate to bring this up now, but I really need that $100 you borrowed from me last month.
Wow, you really know how to hit a person when he's down.
That reminds me of the joke of the two friends who are walking along the street at night and they got robbed.
Yeah.
So the robbers are pointing the guns at the two friends, and one friend takes money out of his pocket, and he said, here's the money I owe you, to his other friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good time to pay the money back.
That's good, yeah. Number four, 捷足先登。
捷足先登。
Very good.
Thank you. The swift-footed arrive first.
疯狂实战。I heard you had a great seats for the three tenors concert in Beijing.
That's true. I bought them as soon as I heard the concert announcement. The swift-footed arrived first, you know.
You're a lucky dog. Even if I was the most swift-footed, I didn't have enough money to go. I guess the sweet-footed and the richest get the best tickets. Number 5. 如鱼得水。
如鱼得水。
Feel like a fish in water.
疯狂实战。You don't seem to be having any trouble adjusting to life in Beijing.
I've wanted to study at Beijing University my whole life. I also love the culture and the weather in Beijing. I feel just like a fish in water.
But as long as you're in Beijing, you may be more like a fish in ice.
You know, that's interesting because we don't have this same idiom in English.But we do have the idiom to feel like a fish out of water.
Oh, yeah, like fish out of water.
That's right.
第三步第四节，形容词大战，学会批评与抱怨的形容词。Number one, angry.
There is nothing worse than having to face an angry wife. I was angry with him for keeping me waiting so long.
Number two, awful.
I'm sorry to be so short-tempered, but I have an awful headache. The film was awful.
Number 3. Boring.
There is no way I am sitting through another boring meeting. He is about the most boring person I've ever met.
Number 4. Careless.
My son could get better grades if he wasn't so careless.He's a very careless driver. He never thinks about what he's doing.
Number 5. Cunning.
I don't trust your new secretary. She's just too cunning. He's a cunning old fox.
Number 6. Depressing.
I hated that movie. It was too depressing. It's a totally depressing thought.
Number 7. Gloomy.
I don't know why you stay in such a gloomy room all day when the weather is so beautiful. What are you so gloomy about? Cheer up.
Number 8. Hopeless.
I just have to give up on you. You're just hopeless. It's hopeless trying to convince her.
Number 9. Impatient.
My teacher is too impatient. She yells at me every time I make a mistake. Don't be impatient.The bus will be here soon.
Number 10. Inconsiderate.
I don't know why I married such an inconsiderate man. He's often inconsiderate to his family.
Number 11. Indifferent.
I don't have any feelings toward him. I'm completely indifferent. How can you be so indifferent to the sufferings of starving people?
Number 12. Jealous.
You'd better not talk to her. Her husband is an extremely jealous man.He is jealous of our success.
Number 13. Miserable.
How can I keep a family on such a miserable wage? My father was a miserable man. He was always complaining.
Number 14. Nasty.
Who's that nasty old woman? This room has such a nasty smell.
Number 15. Ridiculous.
What a ridiculous idea.You look completely ridiculous in that outfit. And you know, when you say ridiculous, you've got to really stress the second syllable. That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
There you go.
Yeah, 这是美国人最喜欢 America's favorite
word. We love this word.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
真荒唐真可笑 Number 16, selfish.
He's too selfish to think of lending me his car.You're the most selfish person I ever met.
Number 17. Stubborn.
I knew you'd be too stubborn to listen. You are as stubborn as a donkey.
Number 18. Unfortunate.
I was unfortunate enough to lose my keys. I'm sorry to hear such unfortunate news.
Listen, 课堂，欢迎。
听力课堂，欢迎。
听堂讲堂。